BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily. Don't forget to cheer us all up. It's a Bumbleo Wednesday. Bangers are back. Alice plays Real or No Real. And what are your absolute favourite celebs saying about the US election?
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills. 1.
So, how are you? Hello, Andrew in Bedford, who seems genuinely concerned that Chris not being here today is going to mess up the score on Bangers, because it's 1-1 so far this week. No, he's at the Mastermind Studio, I believe, in Manchester, but we are going to call him and get his song off him at 2:40, so Bangers will stay the same and then he'll be back on the show tomorrow. But don't worry, it's not going to mess up the score, Andrew. Well concerned. Just after 2, we're going to have a little Bumbleo. I think we all need it. Oof. So any gap requests, then let me know on 81199. Anything from the show that you want to hear again, little phrases, little clips, maybe from any of the bingo or something else that we've done. 81199. I can never remember them, so just you tell me, right? 81199. And we're going to, because Chris isn't here, I like to make myself comfortable and play a Who game with you lot. So it's me against the rest of the UK on the phone at 1:40. We'll all find some hoes.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yesterday we were joined by the lovely Adele Roberts. And she was playing Inio de Bingo. She kind of managed to fit us in between her twice daily trips to the gym and her 5 meals a day. Just a fish and a rice cake. She's okay, hun. She's just training for a Radio 1 documentary called Muscly in a Month. And, I mean, she's looking incredible, but it's hard work. Yesterday, wet one. We cast our minds back to the Rio Olympics and the summer and the weightlifting, and despite training hard for a month, with all the fish and all the rice cakes, I don't think Adele can do this just yet.
And the gold medal going to Thailand's Sopita Tanasan. The 21-year-old lifted 92 kilograms in the snatch.
I can't do that yet. No.
I'll shape up then.
Another month.
Dee's been on saying, a little Inio de Bingo on the podcast from last night is just what I needed the morning after. I don't know what you mean.
Scott Mills Daily.
Need to genuinely apologise to my team today. I've come out with everything apart from my wallet today. Classic Mills. So, if we can just between us gather the funds together to buy a small soup or a rice cake, I'd be ever so grateful. Thanks, guys.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, Chris is away. I thought this was an ideal time to roll out the Who game today on Radio 1. It's very simple. Me and a bunch of lovely listeners take it in turns to say an object, a person, or an activity that doesn't happen so much anymore, or you've not heard of for a while. We like to call these things a ho. It's me against the entire UK. I've got lots of callers lined up, and we'll take it in turns to find something a little bit retro and give it a ho. Okay, lots of callers lined up, but I think I'll start today. Opening the front door and putting your hand out flat to check if it's raining. Ho! Line one, who's that?
Hi, Scott, it's James off of MK.
Yes, MK Milton Keynes, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Nice to see you sober.
Nice to see you sober. What you got for me?
Sewing achievement badges onto your swimming trunks. Ho!
I don't think I got any achievement badges. Line two, who are you?
Darren in Dumfries, yes.
Yes, Dumfries. What are you saying, Darren?
Wearing your dad's massive shirt backwards to do painting at school.
Yeah, I always borrowed my dad's massive shirt for that. It's a good one. Line three, who are you?
Hello, this is Rosie from Birmingham.
Go on then.
Calm down, dear, it's only a commercial.
Hello.
Line four, who's that, please?
It's Tom in Rugby.
Yes, Rugby, what are you saying?
Everyone's favourite alternative search engine, Ask Jeeves.
Line five, who are you? Where are you from?
My name's Jim. I'm from Bristol.
Go on, then.
Lava lamps.
Okay, back to me. X Factor contestants pointing to the bottom of the screen where the voting number is and then doing phone hand. Hang! There are still some culprits of that, on Strictly. Line one, it's James again. What have you got as your second who?
Pimp My Ride UK with Tim Westwood.
It was never as good as the American one, that Pimp My Ride, was it? Cars weren't quite good enough. Who did the America one exhibit? Her. Darren on line two, yes?
Yes. Samantha Mumba.
Rosie, what have you got?
Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen off of Changing Rooms.
Off of flowery shirts. Tom in Rugby, line four, go on then.
Bring on the wall! Off of Dale Winton and Hole in the Wall.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. Did you know that I went on that?
Oh, Scott, I am sorry.
I know.
But it's, come on, man. It's,
I know.
It's Bring on the Wall.
I was young, yeah?
Yeah, we all make mistakes.
I know. The Lycra wasn't a good look.
It's not a good look for anyone.
No, I binned it immediately afterwards. Jim on line five, give it your best shot.
I say boom, 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 let me say hello.
Okay, good. Ludicrous. Luda. Let's go back to the lines. James and MK, go on.
Blues Clues, Blues Clues.
I like it when the Who's have worked into the title. It's an extra touch. Darren in Dumfries.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sawdust Steam Machines. Yeah.
You laugh, but the producer of the show is Tom. He's still got one in his kitchen. I presume it's the new model. Rosie.
The Sugar Puff Monster.
Tom.
Holly Valance.
Can you remember any of the songs that she sung, Tom?
Oh, there was that, Because Tonight I'm Gonna Give You My...
Well remembered. Jim on line five.
Chris Dark playing Pokemon Go in a bush.
Times just move on so quick. Wow, everyone's on fire today. Back to me. What about opening the front door to someone you already know and going, sorry, not today. Rubbish. Hello, James.
Fort Boyard.
These are good. Darren.
The time Chris changed his Twitter name to Chris Pasty.
Chris Dart did that?
Changed his name to Chris Pasty.
Why?
I can't even remember.
No, I can't.
I can just remember saying his name.
Probably to do with something to do with pasties, right?
You obviously will be.
Mm-hmm. Rosie, have you got anything left?
The Ice Bucket Challenge.
Very good. Tom?
Come outside with Pippin the Dog and the Polka Dot Plane.
Oh, the time has started. We're running out of time. Jim, quick, what have you got?
Listening to The Chart on Sunday with Reggie Yates.
I've got to be quick, the timer's on. Wash and go shampoo. Shampoo and conditioner in one. James, quick.
Legoland driving licenses.
Excellent. Darren.
Playing Bamboozo on teletext.
Oh. Rosie, quick.
Tony the Frosty's tiger.
Dan, we are out of time. An incredibly strong game of who's today? No one gave up, but unfortunately, the timer beat us. Thanks, everyone. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. Bye.
Love you. Bye, Scott Mills.
Yeah.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Yeah. Bye. Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily. I don't know why, it just feels like it's just a quite long week. Shall we, yeah. Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
Ready. No, I'm actually in Honda Jazz.
My friends have described me as the Wolf of Worthing. Every day it's sports cars, super yachts. In fact, sometimes I just wish I had a normal life like everyone else.
Guys, I think we're going to have to break out the school orchestra. Imagine if this was your school play. This time, lads. Needed that today. That school orchestra actually has a lot of people in tears right now. It includes Dan in Huddersfield. This is when they don't quite make it at the crescendo every single time. Hello, Michelle Bumbleowing in Bingham. Shout out to Gemma, her fellow dog groomer. Halfway through the week, where are you? 81199. Oh, you're a bit slow today. Come on. Reese in Exeter's been on. Luke the trucker from Skipton. Excellent gap work. Nick and James bumbling around the workshop. Wayne in Perth. Bumbling his wheel nuts off. Adam in Peterborough. Have a little dance. You've earned it. Halfway through the week. Rich in Kent. Always there. Pete the bus driver in Durham. First Bumbleo Wednesday for a couple of months. I'm loving the school orchestra. That's Scott having a little dance, Spanish style, in his car in Fleet, just near the infamous bridge. Any more? Bumbleo, Bumbleo. Gary on the Isle of Wight, bumbling his nuts off. Can't be half time already.
40 of those.
James in a 34 tonner. Hello. Danny in Stamford, bumbleowing in the freezing cold rain. Spence, bumbleowing his spanners off in Trowbridge, fixing diggers. Actual tears at the orchestra. Holly and Ellen crying at Holly Hock's florist in Devon. Oh. Rowan in Harrogate off of snow today. Tom says, yes, bumbleowing my levers off in my digger in Devon. Ella from Maidenhead, Robert, and James in Manchester are... I always go too high. Blazing!
The Scott Mills Daily.
When you're filling in on The Breakfast Show and you ask Emily Sandé if she knows about Nick Grimshaw, saying her song sounds like you're popping microwave meal lids?
Yes, I've seen a couple of tweets, but for me, I don't know. I never thought about it like that. I think it sounds more like clapping. But.
Well, I thought it was clapping, but now once he said it, like it is jamming the fork in. Oh, it can be.
Well, hopefully not.
Okay. Sorry, you were thrilled. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. The other person that's normally with me isn't here today. Hello.
Hello. You all right?
Hello, Chris. Yes, where are you now, please?
I'm just at a train station heading towards where they film Mastermind, of course. That's all to come.
Yeah. Okay. So, Celebrity Mastermind, you're filming it later on this evening, are you?
Oh, it's so exciting, isn't it, Scott?
Do you feel that you've sufficiently revised?
I'm revising. I'm still not allowed to say. They've basically said I'm not allowed to say what the specialist topic is.
No, but it is good.
Which is frustrating because it's really good. But I'm doing the best I can to revise for it right now.
Yeah. I did a little test on you yesterday and you're actually really good on your specialist subject.
Yeah. Well, I hope so. If I score nothing in it, it's insulting on so many different levels.
Actually, yeah. But I'm looking forward to seeing it. It's on over Christmas, isn't it?
Yeah, sometime around then.
Are you out of breath? You've been running?
Oh, sorry, I just had to run to get this train.
Oh, that's not like you.
Oh, mate, busy day.
Never knowingly early.
This morning's world news is going to overshadow the Mastermind appearance.
Yeah, I saw you tweet that. It probably has.
Do you think?
Yeah, I think a lot of important things have happened overnight. And, I think that probably it's not the biggest thing on people's minds today. But, you know, who knows by Christmas?
Everyone should remember it's a big deal to me, this.
Right, OK, let's do bangers then. We've got someone on the line. This is Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1. Frosty?
Hello.
All right, my love, how are you doing?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks.
Right, where are you? Bristol, is it?
No, Devon.
Oh, Devon, I was told Bristol. That's completely different. Whereabouts are you? And, well, you're in a field at the moment? You're a young farmer?
Yeah, I'm a young farmer and I'm hedge trimming at the minute.
Hedge trimming, good. Must be freezing, right?
Yeah, it is pretty cold down here, actually, yeah.
You know what Bangers is all about. I pick a song that I believe to be brilliant. Chris also does the same. We don't know what each other's choices are. You've just got to decide one, all right?
Yep.
It's all up to you today, Frosty. You could have, from me, this banger. Nicki Minaj, Starships. It's good. I think this would cheer me up today. You can have that, or you can have Chris's choice. Yeah, hello?
I mean, this is a tune. Sorry, Scott, just looking at the train time.
Sure.
This is Wiley wearing my Rolex.
Don't want to keep you, Chris, so let's keep this short. Frosty?
Yeah. Hello?
Hello? What are you saying?
Tough decision, this one. I think it's going to have to be Wiley, Chris.
Oh! That's
good man, Frosty.
Hopefully that bodes well for later, Chris.
Cheers, man. What a win. Big
good
tune.
Luck, good luck. What would we do? Usually drink, usually dance, usually bubble. Afternoon, John, who says, why does it feel like Chris had absolutely no interest in that banger session whatsoever? Because he's the world's most disorganised person, that's why. So what would have happened is he would be on like a busy train platform. His bag would have been half undone with like underpants and deodorant falling out and phone charger. And he would have dropped and smashed his phone by now, all while trying to look at the train times. That's why. It's not looking good for me, is it? 2-1 to Chris. The Scott Mills Daily. Don't know about you, but I was absolutely glued to all the channels last night. I kept flicking between BBC and ITV and CNN and Fox, lol, and all the social media, just watching this massive US election circus take place. A historic night, changing all the time. I managed to get to sleep eventually and then woke up at 5 o'clock. I put 5 Live on and they were like, it's Donald Trump. And I was like, oh, okay. I'd also like to shout out to the guy on CNN doing a sterling job last night. He's got a great name too, as well as being a fantastic newsreader. and stats guy, Wolf Blitzer. That's right, Wolf Blitzer, making everything intense and fast and really exciting. He was doing it like it was a horse race.
In North Carolina, more than half of the vote is in. Hillary Clinton maintains a steady lead of nearly 150,000 votes over Donald Trump, 51.7% to 45.8%.
I don't know how he does it. He was genuinely amazing me. And if you speed it up a bit, it does sound like actual horse racing.
In North Carolina, more than half of the vote is in. Hillary Clinton maintains a steady lead of nearly 150,000 votes over Donald Trump, 51.7% to 45.8%. 15 electoral votes at stake in North Carolina.
So good. And also, I like how everyone became a political expert last night on American politics, which we all know so much about. Like Jason, he said, do you think Obama goes around the White House getting his shirt signed by everyone today? And Danny Boy, he says, it's fair to say the Toblerone issue has taken a back seat in people's thoughts today. Everyone had their say. Some deep, some not so much. But who do we really want to hear from in this? Whose opinions really matter in an event of such world importance? That's right. Celebrities. These are some of my favourite ones that I rounded up from last night. Obviously, in a two-horse race, some people will be happy, some people will be unhappy, but every cloud does have a silver lining. Isn't that right, Sunita?
So let's think about the good news. The At White House is going to get the hashtag best makeover ever by President At Real Donald Trump and At Melania Trump.
Yeah. A little lick of gold paint. What about former star of TOWIE, Ricky Raymond? What's he thinking about the whole thing? Bigger issues?
There's more important things in the world, like whether Dimitri Payet will stay at West Ham in the January transfer.
Okay, all right, let's move on to Bratavio off of X Factor. Their views on the shock news?
When you get papped in KFC, deep sea ramming the gravy in, .. But did The Simpsons predict the election result?
Joey Essex, what are you saying?
I really want to buy a jetpack.
Okay, I know who we need to hear from at a time like this. Honey G, what do you think?
Honey G for president is the best option, I think. Hashtag vote Honey G.
And finally in this roundup of what celebrities think about the election, James McVeigh from The Vamps. What are your views, James?
Absolutely fuming. The sofa from At Laura Ashley UK arrived today and it's faulty. Unusable. The feet don't go on.
The struggle is real.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello to David Isbadon, saying, ooh, almost some satire there on the Scott Mills Show. I know, I felt like I was doing a James Corden monologue or like Jon Stewart on The Daily Show just for a second there. Nothing like that. Liam, on his last day at work, says, I'm listening to you getting pumped for the Student Radio Awards tomorrow night. Whoop, whoop. Oh, yeah, I need to get my suit ready. I'll see you there. Mel, who has just been sent her Christmas catalogue. Oh, do it online, love. She says, there's a Pinot Grigio scented candle in there that takes your fancy. I like drinking it. I don't want to smell like it or my room to smell like it. And Beth says, Mills, beef up your Snapchat immediately. I've waited for 4 long years for you to get it. I want to see behind the scenes at Radio 1, what you and Chris get up to in your spare time, all the student nights, Christmas lights, switch-ons, etc. Beth, I'll beef it up for you tonight, I promise.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Alice is here to play Real or No Real. Hey, girl.
Girl, it has been like 2 years since I've seen you.
I know. Are you happy with Hey Girl, or is it a little bit early 2000s R&B boy band for you?
Well, as I walked in and said Hey Girl to all of you and none of you replied, I feel like we need to just set up that it's a thing or maybe it's not.
Did you enjoy doing the show last week?
Loved it. Thanks for letting me keep the old seat warm.
Thank you for doing it.
I noticed Chris isn't here. Does that say something about our time together?
No, he's doing Celebrity Mastermind today. Otherwise, he'd be here. He sends his love.
Oh, so he's revising.
Yeah. Would you come back and do the show again? Interested, keen?
Yeah, definitely. Well, you go on holiday enough, so there's plenty of opportunities.
Oh, I knew that was coming. Okay, here's today's Real or No Real.
President-elect Donald Trump has vowed to unite the country by employing other presidential candidates in his cabinet. His first appointment as Secretary of Labour, country music artist and zookeeper Joey Exotic.
What are you talking about?
So other people that were presidential candidates in his cabinet. He's like, come on board. You didn't win. I'm the main guy, but you can still be involved.
As a kind of like nice consolidatory prize, yeah, sort of thing.
Because that's what he's like. Nice, consolidatory.
I mean, a country music artist and zookeeper. I don't know a lot about Joey Exotic's back catalogue, but doesn't seem necessarily the person you'd choose as Secretary of Labour.
No, but let's cast our mind back to last night. A lot of things happened that no one was expecting. So would Joey Exotic really be such a weird thing?
It fits, doesn't it, when you put it like that?
And my Secretary of Labour. whilst doing the weird hand, the little weird hand things he does. Sometimes it's like an okay sign. Sometimes it's like one finger in the air. Sometimes like he's sprinkling salt.
Yeah, it is. I just thought he was seasoning. Yeah, I didn't know what was happening there.
I do it a lot now. Do you feel that I'm more powerful from doing this?
Yeah, either powerful or you're doing one of those, you know, those dance routines that are just hands and sometimes they involve a cup like that.
I mean, it could happen. I might have to say real on this.
Nobody called Joey Exotic can be a secretary of anything, surely. But you phrased it in a way that makes me think actually anything is possible.
Well, it is.
I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
Oh, thank goodness.
Now, I actually know a bit about Joey Exotic.
Do you?
I do. I was looking him up yesterday. So he's based in Oklahoma. He runs a zoo for exotic animals, despite admitting he has no money, not working for the government on this occasion, and currently no information as to how many votes he received in the US election. But he was up for it. And I was looking at joeyexotic.com yesterday, and he was seriously going for president and thought he might get it.
I mean, points for getting the domain name, surely. Can't believe that hadn't already gone.
So I'm well aware of him. Please look him up, actually, because he'll be your new favourite.
Well, I love.
Look up Joe Exotic.
Oh, are you on Joe terms?
Yeah. I think he's actually Joe Exotic. Maybe we put Joey in there to make it sound even better.
Brilliant. OK, I'm looking at it now.
Have a look.
Oh, my. There's so much to see.
Say what you see.
So there's a lot of tiger action going on. He's one of the world's leading experts in the care of big cats.
Yeah, he is.
Not, he doesn't just mean large cats, he means like pumas and things, does he? Yeah. Oh, wow.
Great tan.
That's him kissing a leopard.
That's all you need to know. And next.
One half of LMFAO, Red Foo, has decided on a new direction for his latest solo project, an album of opera classics.
My favourite half, actually, of LMFAO.
What, not Sky Blue?
Big fan of Red Foo.
Do you know where he's really famous? Australia.
Is he massive in Australia?
Yeah, because he's he was a judge on the X Factor there. I've never been keen since he threw his mankini in my face once here at the Radio 1 studios.
That would put you off.
It really put me off because he'd obviously been wearing it for some time.
There's
no
really clawing it back from that, is there really?
No, and we haven't met since and I've really no care to.
Really soured the relationship.
Really did.
So he's decided on a new direction for his latest solo project. Now, opera classics, not the thing that I would have thought he would gravitate towards.
No, but people can sometimes go in different musical directions.
Who are you thinking of?
Susan Boyle.
Go on.
Started off like, I dreamed a dream, life come by. And now, doesn't she cover like Sex Pistols and that?
Does she?
I think so. And Madonna.
Oh my.
Yeah, she does.
Bit like Tay-Tay Swift, all about the countries.
Exactly.
Now all about the pops.
Mm-hmm. So it's possible. I'm saying Red Foo's new opera album. I don't know how it would sound, though, because I don't think he's got an opera voice. When I walk on by... It's not. It doesn't lend itself to opera. I'm saying no real.
R. Kelly did his hip-hopera, didn't he?
Oh, what? Trapped in the Closet?
Yeah.
I serialised that on Radio 1 once.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah.
It was worthy of it. Yeah. Loved that.
Yeah. It was Rosie, the nosy neighbour, in the end.
Let's do a Where Is She Now, Rosie.
There was talk of him doing a follow-up. If you're listening, please do.
I'm going to say, because of things like the R. Kelly hip-hopera, that this might be a sort of an amalgamation of the two. So like a kind of popera, if you will. So I'm going to say real.
Okay, I'm saying no real.
That one is no real.
Made up, although Red Foo is planning on releasing his own brand of emojis named Foomojis.
It writes itself, doesn't it? There was no brainstorm involved in that.
And finally today,
billionaire president-elect Donald Trump had a cash bar at his victory party in New York.
No, that is so cheap. That's not right.
So cash only, please. No cards.
But do you mean cash only, or do you mean like usually people would have a bar where they'd be like, thank you for coming, have a free drink?
Well, you'd think that billionaire and now president-elect Donald Trump might, like, even if it's one free drink. Come on, mate. You've got all the money.
Even a coupon for one.
What, you're like a little...
token.
A little token, yeah.
Do you think it means that he had a cash bar as opposed to being able to pay, like, with plastic? As in he had one of those machines, like, chunk, chunk, like those old card machines. Do you remember?
Chunk, chunk. What, and it kind of, like, photocopied it?
Yeah, one of those. Carbon copy. Yeah. I would not put this past him because I imagine he's one of those people that's like, count the pennies and the pounds will look after themselves.
Yeah.
Do you think billionaires become billionaires because they're like, I'm not buying you a drink?
I actually think that. I think some of the richest people in the world are tight as.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. I genuinely think that's how they've got all of their bajillions.
Mm, and some of them work here.
I know just who you mean. Mm. But if you had a victory party for such a big thing, I mean, you've become president, you'd maybe pop a few bottles of wine, wouldn't you? And say, help yourself. You'd put some vol-au-vents on, maybe.
Well, I don't know about that. Maybe a cava or a prosecco, you know?
A bit of fizz.
Anything, sparkling wine is fine, Donald. Can't be true, surely. I'm saying no real.
I don't know. I bet he gives bad Christmas presents too. I'm going to say real.
That one's real.
Oh!
Despite his vast personal wealth, guests arriving at the hotel had to pay $10 for domestic beer and $11 for imported beer. White wine, set you back, and I imagine this is just a small glass, $13.
This is the icing on the cake, isn't it?
Isn't it? At the end of that round, a real or no real?
It's a draw. Scott, you got 10. I also got 10.
Oh, I like it that you're doing the scores. Because
yes,
I wasn't keeping count there at all.
Just had them handed to... Oh, I didn't do myself, obviously. I've outsourced that.
All right.
Yeah. I think we can do better next time.
Good to see you, girl.
Nice to see you, girl.
When are you next back on radio?
Girl, I'm back Saturday, 1 till 4, and I'll also be here Sunday, same time.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Back tomorrow from 1, and Sprinkle of Glitter is playing Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.